This is Janet Spencer, Trivia Queen, with a trivia quiz for you. Can you answer today's quick and quirky question about tales from our time and how things came to be? Today's question is about a man named Charles. Charles was an Englishman who moved to County Mayo in Ireland, where he became a rent collector for a landlord named Lord Erne. In 1880, there were widespread crop failures and economic depression. The tenants asked Lord Erne to lower the rents until they had a chance to recover. Erne's agent, Charles, responded by handing out eviction notices. Subsequently, one morning, Charles awoke to find that he was apparently invisible to the townfolk. His servants abandoned him. Shops in town would not wait on him. The blacksmith could not see his horse. The mailman didn't bring his mail except for the bills. And most important, he could get no one to come and harvest his crops. He contacted the British government and asked for 50 laborers and an escort of 1,000 soldiers to help. When this army arrived at the train depot, they found there wasn't any transportation to be found, and the shops and pubs were suddenly sold out of everything. They had to walk 15 miles to Charles's farm, where they ate him out of house and home while harvesting his crops. Once the crops were cut, no one would buy them. Other than these petty annoyances, the man never came to any harm and lived to a ripe old age. He lived long enough, in fact, to see his last name become a household word in several languages. It now means organized ostracism as social protest. What was Charles's last name? I'll be back with the answer after this word. Charles's last name was Boycott.